Blog Talk Radio.
Like every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio to talk about the traits and habits that millionaires exhibit each and every day that set them apart from the rest of the crowd. We will crawl into the heads of these top millionaire thinkers, examine their thought processes and ideas in depth, then give you the step-by-step strategies to incorporate them into your everyday life so that you too can start your day the millionaire way. Today, we are going to work on our abundance mentality. Do you have one? Well, you should if you'd like to be like other millionaires. The definition of abundance from a dictionary.com perspective is extremely plentiful or over sufficient quantity or supply, an abundance of grain, for an example. Another definition is overflowing fullness, as in abundance of the heart. The third definition of abundance is affluence or wealth, the enjoyment of abundance. What's the purpose of sharing all of these different definitions? Simply put, the definition of abundance is a value to you as an individual because it's the foundation where you operate from. When you operate from a position of abundance versus a position of scarcity, there will always be enough to go around. Therefore, we don't have to have greed set in because there's not a limited number. Scarcity and its economic theory is when there is a limited or finite number of resources. Our economic systems are based off of the scarcity theory because that allows us to create supply and demand in the marketplace and allow for a pricing structure. But scarcity of the heart or the individual creates this sense of wanton desperation of never having enough. And the challenge with that is we put that energy out into the universe. I better hurry up and get mine before there's none left. Or another way to look at scarcity is that, well, why should I even try? There's not enough to go around. But with an abundance mentality, there's always plenty. Plenty of energy, plenty of resources, plenty of friendships, plenty of healthy competition. Abundance is important because an abundance mentality gives you the confidence to know that it's not a matter of if you're going to be successful, but merely a matter of when. This is so important to understand when it comes to our plain existence. Last week, we talked about a prosperity mindset and good fortune. When we feel abundant, when we feel as though we have enough, it allows us to attract even more. It sounds kind of odd, but from the abundance mindset, like breeds like. The universe is a very powerful electrical universe. And atoms are attracted to one another. If you've ever held two magnets apart just enough to where you can feel the force of them drawing to each other, they must be together because they are the same. And like breeds like. This is so important to understand because when we have an abundant mindset, where we feel we have enough already, we're going to attract other people like us and other resources that we need in order to go to that next level. When we take and focus on our abundance and creating that abundance within ourselves as an individual, we allow abundance to permeate our thoughts, our emotions, our spirit, our being, it will attract others with that same abundant mentality. It's very simple. The mind is so powerful. It's the most powerful superhuman computer of the entire universe. And we always talk about on our Saturday show what we think about, we bring about. And that's why it's so important to use affirmations in our daily life. And to focus on this abundant mindset helps us to bring these affirmations into fruition. So what do we need to make our lives complete, to make our lives full, rich with friendships and love and energy and abundance and prosperity? Well, it starts with a single thought. There are three things that we control in the entire universe as individuals. We control our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. That's it. Everything else is just influence when it comes to other people. But those three things are enough. What we know from neuro-linguistic programming is that we already have all the resources necessary to obtain whatever we say we want. If we do not have what we say we want, our resources may be organized in a fashion that isn't currently benefiting us. That is part of this abundant mindset. We already have all the resources we need to accomplish what we say we want. And if we're not achieving what we say we want, it's because our resources may not be organized in a fashion that's benefiting us currently. So you're saying, well, what do we need to do, Heather? Simply put, we need to reorganize our resources. And the reason why we need to reorganize our resources is to create a sense of congruence within ourselves. When our mind and our body and our spirit and our thoughts and our actions are going in different directions, we are not congruent, which means that we are unable to utilize all of the energy of the universe and harness that power to bring us what we desire. And it's because we're not in congruence, because our thoughts and our bodies and our spirits are not talking to each other on the same wavelength. Externally, we may say we want to be rich, but internally, we might be saying, who are you kidding? We're a poor family. We've always been poor farmers or poor laborers or poor whatever. And that is not congruent. So we must work to create congruence internally to bring this abundance into our lives. And it's very simple. Notice I chose the word simple and not easy. It's very simple. But we must do the work in order to bring what we want into fruition. Now, last week's show was Take Action, Make Assessment. And what's so important about that is that when we talk about what it is that we want, talk can be cheap. Knowledge is only of value when you apply it. When we opened this season with January Jones and we talked about whining, we also talked about that first key, acceptance and affirmation. And when we go through the affirmation process, we are trying to create positive thoughts in our conscious mind, and through repeated exposure, retrain our subconscious mind to be in congruence with our conscious mind, to then talk the same language, that what you're saying on the outside is what you're saying on the inside. And we have to be very careful, because the brain does not hear the word no. And the brain always wins. Now, you're probably sitting there saying, yeah, whatever, like I wanted the misery that I'm living in right now. Well, whether or not you wanted it, it's what you communicated. It's what you said you wanted. That's why we always get what we say we want. And I choose those words carefully, because it's important to understand the power of thought, because it starts with an electrical impulse, and then it creates a thought, and then that thought attaches emotion, and then that is what we push out into the universe through our actions. And we attract what we say we want. We bring into our lives what we say we want. And if you were sitting there telling yourself, I don't want to be poor, the brain's not hearing the word no. It's not hearing the words do not want poor. It's hearing I want poverty. And so then the brain sets forth this pattern that keeps us perpetually impoverished. So we need to act as if there is enough, that we have enough, that we are wealthy, that we are rich inside, that we are abundant, that abundant exists within ourselves. Sometimes look at a point in your life where everything was going right and you were meeting the right people at the right time and transactions were being made and deals were coming together. And it's because of what you were thinking about. You were excited about your venture, your new hobby, your new this, whatever it is. And it's because you were thinking about it in the positive sense that you kept attracting other people that were after that same thing. So we have to create an abundance mentality, that we already have abundance now, that we are already wealthy in mind, body, spirit, health, finance, relationships, love, that we are already abundant, that we already have enough. Because if we already have enough, more is going to come. And we can pick and choose. And that's the power that we're going to harness today. So we're going to take that six P's for affirmation that we talk about on Saturday's show, and we're going to use those to create an abundance mindset. We are going to start with our millionaire focus today on abundance. First, think about what abundance means to you. What would your life look like if you had enough of the things that you currently feel like you're lacking? Then, start your affirmation process by telling yourself you have those things. It's because we focus on what we don't want that we bring those things into our lives. Don't tell me what you don't want. Don't look at what you don't want. Today's millionaire focus is to think about what you do want and bring that into your life. So focus on that and come up with three new ways that you can bring that abundance into your life. That is your assignment for today's millionaire focus. So now, fully and completely integrate these new ideas and habits now. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and watch how differently people will respond to you. Imagine yourself with these successes already. You are fully alive, fully awake, as you notice the things around the room that you begin to focus on, whether it's a clock or a piece of furniture or the dog. Retain this invigorating energy from your new abundant millionaire focus to take it with you throughout each and every day. Create some affirmations with these new ideas you created today to reinforce what you have just integrated into your personality. And that's your millionaire nuts and bolts. Remember to tune in tomorrow for the midweek update on Unlock Your Wealth Radio, where we are going to focus on saving and other spending dysfunctions. You'll see why the abundance millionaire focus today was so important when we visit tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you again for joining us. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity. Thank you so much for joining us and creating financial wellness in your life today. And remember, finally, financial freedom.